You'll recall from the sack, as I hope, Greta's last stand at Drangy. How his grip on the sword made his enemies cut off his hand. If he'd fled here instead and had tasted this terrible coffee, read these letters you send, he'd surrender and lay the blade down. And it's Halloween. Skinny ghosts dressed like cowboys and rest at the railing by my door on their way from the children's ward. Bev Monroe and his Pamina Valley boys play at the party, and I practice my English on nurses. Oh, that's a nice name. And they may ask for mine, but the burns on my back from the x-rays say I shouldn't show anyone anything ever again. In another year, I'll be buried or shivering here, coughing at that gray spittoon, painted orange by the harvest moon. Up mother's clothes, drive her down to the new Bethel home, sell the boat to Arneson, and then go stand up straight in the place you're longing for. Don't write to me.